speaking of the presidency, Sinn Féin making their announcement and the decision of their Ard Corla to back Catherine Connolly. With me on the line is Deputy for Sinn Féin in Kerry, and that is Deputy Pat Daly. And Deputy Daly, good morning to you. Thanks for joining me this morning.
Good morning, Jerry. Thanks for having me on.
From early on, you were kind of the view, weren't you, that ye should back Catherine Connolly as the United Left candidate. So are you happy? Were you happy with the decision on Saturday?
Yeah, I'm very happy with the decision. And it's correct to say, well, there was various different views within the party in Kerry. But I would say the overwhelming majority, 80% of the membership in Kerry were supportive, that we were of the view that we should run somebody or should support somebody like Catherine Connolly. Francis Black was named as well. And but, you know, I think that when people are voting for a president, it's different to a general election. They want someone with a good, strong moral compass and, you know, someone who is articulate and who is strong and consistent on issues and who is deliberate as well. I think that Catherine Connolly fits the bill on all of those on all of those measures. I was listening to some of your comments. I think it is a game changer, contrary to what Tom, I think it was, said. It is a game changer that the opposition, the united opposition, which has been there since the early days after the general election, will be together and will be supporting Catherine. She has a history of winning against the odds. And you go back to the time of the last Ceann Comhairle vote, which was a secret ballot back in 2020, where she got, by the way, the votes of obviously some disaffected Fianna Fáilers, and she came through and she won that. And in her role as Leas Ceann Comhairle, I think she was excellent. Her politics over the years has been really good. I'm an admirer of her, I have to say. And I think that her views align with ours on, for example,
a number of issues.
Housing in particular. Yeah. I think that we believe that there should be more social and affordable housing rather than the government's view of just building more houses. And by the way, that the government feel that it's important that rents keep increasing to attract investors. Yeah. I don't believe that. Sinn Féin don't believe
that. That's the way
Catherine Connolly
and Catherine Connolly doesn't believe that.
Yeah.
Okay, was it not oversold though? In the context of where things were at, we're going to have a game-changing candidate. We'll have a big announcement for ye. It all pointed to someone from Sinn Féin or your own candidate who would, you know, surprise everybody. Was it not a bit oversold by your party leader in her comments last week?
Well, I don't think so. I think that there are certain people that if we had ran them in the election, and by the way, neither Fianna Fáil nor Fine Gael have run or are running an existing elected member, and we're doing the same.
Was Pearce Doherty in the mix for ye? With that in mind,
yeah, Pearce.
Was he asked?
Pearce's name was his name was discussed. Certainly, yeah, it was. But I personally would prefer Pearce to be working in the Dáil, and I would prefer for Mary Lou to be the next Taoiseach. If Mary Lou had ran, I've no doubt that she would have won it. But I'd prefer to have her, personally speaking anyway, I'd prefer to have her challenging Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael and leading the united opposition in the Dáil and taking on Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael on the various issues which we all know about and which, you know, from early childhood, special education, situation in the health service, scoliosis and housing as a vulnerable. I'd prefer her to be doing that work in the Dáil, but I would like to have a good figurehead representing the country, being, you know, I think that, you know, Michael D has come in for some criticism on various issues, but he's been 100% right in nearly everything that he said. I like him, and I think that Catherine Connolly, you know, she's very good. Leisin Gaelan, you know, I was on the Co-Quistion na Gaeilge with her. It's really kind of where I first got to know her. She was an excellent candidate and an excellent speaker, very strong on Irish language issues and has been for many, many years. And she is good on international human rights. She is excellent on health and housing, and I think that she would be a great candidate. I think that she's somebody that people will look up to.
Will you feel respond to? Okay.
Yeah. Now,
you
asked me as well about, you know, the way that it has gone on. You see, if Sinn Féin had decided, you know, maybe too soon to, and made a decision, you know, the whole of August would have gone by. And, you know, it did take time for us to consult broadly with the membership. And I found in my own view that she was a very strong candidate was embellished by talking to ordinary members around the county, from Castle Island to our Ballybunion workers, the Listowel people and our people in Ardfert and Milltown, Killorglin, and around our membership in Clarny. They were all coming to me without even being asked sometimes and saying that we should run Catherine Connolly. For various reasons.
Let me ask you this though. You're couching this, and Pierce Doherty has been speaking in the media this morning, you're couching this as you're kind of trying to turn it into a referendum on the government, really. Saying, look at us, we're the United Left Alliance, we are an alternative, and we need to keep Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil out of the Áras. Are you trying to rerun last year's general election, which he lost?
No, but I think that any election, you know, during the local elections, every party who are in opposition is going to frame it as something. If you're not happy with your government or with the decisions and the choices that this government has been making, Fine Gael since 2011 and Fianna Fáil for the last 10 years, then the opportunity for you to tell them that, you know, it's the same with the internal Fianna Fáil vote. You know, 29 of them were voting against the views of the party leadership. And, you know, that was their opportunity to send Micheál Martin maybe a lesson. I'm not a member of Fianna Fáil, but that was my reading of it. And I think in this election also, the presidential election, you know, it is an opportunity not only to have someone who was a good candidate, a good moral compass, etc., but also to send a message to Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil.
Is that what presidential should be about, though? I mean, a presidency is about someone for 7 years, not five. You're not electing a TD here. You're not saying, oh, I'm not happy with housing, and therefore I'm going to elect somebody else other than, let's say, Jim Gavin or Heather Humphreys.
Yeah.
That this is about who represents the country, who doesn't have much power at all, ceremonial largely, and that's what it's about. People want someone to represent them rather than turning it into a rerun of the general election.
Well,
making a mistake there, is my question.
In part, but I think that Catherine Connolly will tick the boxes on both of those. I think that inevitably, while people look for the person that they believe represents them, represents the people of Kerry and represents the people of the whole island. And I hope that Catherine Connolly will be, you know, strong in supporting a referendum on a United Ireland in the years to come. And I don't think the other candidates have come out and said that. But inevitably, the general politics of how the country is being run will come into it. And, you know, that will be issues such as, you know, the hike in energy bills, cost of living crisis, grocery bills, student fees, all of that. If you know, people will inevitably use that, whether you like it or not. And going back in a lot of presidential elections, back over the years, that's how it has been used. And while our primary focus will be on advocating for Catherine and speaking to people from her campaign team locally in Kerry, and also her campaign team in Dublin just this morning, and I'm hoping that she will be, provisionally she's slotted down to come to Kerry on in or around the 17th or 18th of October. But that would be our primary focus, and we will be rolling up our sleeves, Sinn Féin membership, and if anybody wants to come and join us, they can if we're leaflet dropping or canvassing.
Will this be a test for the operation that's there? Because even within the Labour Party in Kerry, several of the Labour Party councillors and most notably Alan Kelly, let's say we'll call it rural Labour, not fans of Catherine Connolly, and made no bones about saying that they're not fans and disagree with the party leadership who put her up as their candidate. Are you all marching in one direction in Sinn Féin in relation to it?
Yeah.
Will there be some in Sinn Féin who are disappointed that the party didn't have their own candidate to run and are going for someone from outside the party?
Okay, well, there's two questions there. I think there were some in Kerry would have preferred us to run our own candidate, but as I said, the overwhelming majority of the people that I spoke to are happy that we're running an independent candidate that we can all get in behind, and they're very happy that it's Catherine Connolly. as regards Labour. And, well, Alan Kelly, you know, does he represent rural Labour? I'm not so sure about that. But I didn't...
He's former party leader, well regarded by lots of their members here in this county. As strong or weak as they may be seen now outside of the urban areas in Dublin, that was a big intervention, saying, I'm not happy with the process, I'm not happy with her as a candidate. Terry O'Brien and Tralee also making no bones in this programme about saying, look, I'm not happy how she was selected. I think we should have gone with somebody else. She wouldn't represent my views. My point is there a wedge within Sinn Féin that feel the same way or disappointed? You're saying there isn't.
No, I don't think so. And, you know, Labour Party TDs and senators that I've spoken to, particularly the newer and younger ones, are all happy with Catherine Connolly. But... What was your other question there again, Gerry?
It was just on Sinn Féin. You're saying Sinn Féin, you're all in one direction. You'll all be out. You'll all be supporting on the canvas trail.
I think definitely there will be a challenge in keeping the various members of the various supporters of Catherine together. And I did note on, I think it was Morning Ireland, this morning, there was a journalist there, I think she's from the Irish Times, and she was trying to point out that Sinn Féin were more against, you know, that she was a protest candidate and Catherine was, you know, positively in favour of various things. But, you know, I think there will be an effort made by some people to try and drive a wedge between the supporters of Catherine Connolly. I hope they're going to fail in that, because I think that she represents something.
Well, is that the test of this, Deputy Daly?
Yeah,
is that the test of this? This is the United Left Alliance, shall we call it that, or a United Left Parties, a dry run for the next general election, perhaps, whenever that might be. And if you look at the history of the left in this country, it has been defined by splits and rows. And not really all marching in the one direction together. Look at the Sock Dems and Labour, for example.
Well, if you look at the history of a lot of parties, including Sinn Féin, including Fianna Fáil, there is a history of, you know, it's a challenge. It's a challenge trying to keep people together. However, on this and the presidential campaign is probably the dirtiest, the most personal campaign that there is.
Yeah, as we're seeing already with Jim Gavin.
Exactly. And I was hearing some stories about him over the weekend as well. And I hadn't seen them online. I must be the only person in the county maybe that didn't. But it is very, that type of, you know, negativity. Look at what happened to A.D. Roach, dragging up stories from 40 years before, all of that. And that certainly, I think, would put certain people off from running for the presidency. Okay, if you get over the line, you're fine, but it can really, really damage you and end your political career, you know, particularly for somebody who has maybe given a lot of time to politics over the years. But in this, I think that we have a candidate who has been, you know, through the mill over the last 6 weeks since she announced her candidacy, and fair play to her for coming out, you know, early and stating that's what she wanted. And, you know, in conversations that I have had with her going back, you know, 6 months, we have discussed whether she was going to run or not. And because a lot of people did think that she was a good candidate, I don't think any of that has really stuck to her. You know, she shook hands with somebody over in Syria, you know, but, you know, I've shaken hands with people over the years that, you know, might, you know, Mary Robinson shook hands with Pinochet. Oh, that's the kind of, you know, the slings and arrows, I suppose, that have been thrown against her. I think she has withstood them in an excellent way. And I think that, you know, she is not damaged by them. And I think that if people look at her record over the year, and no doubt every single statement she ever made in the Dáil or online is going to be trawled over. And I think she's remarkably consistent. And as I said, Gaza, international relations.
Would you be concerned on international relations that she's of a view that's not supported by the majority in this country, particularly her sharp criticism for the European Union and the United States?
Well,
people might feel she'll go too far in the office of the presidency on those issues.
No, because I think
at a critical time in world affairs when the world order is effectively changing.
No, because I think that, you know, there's one thing to say when you're a politician, but she in her interviews, she has been excellent, I think, in replying to those questions. That she is a barrister, you know, she knows the Constitution inside out, and she knows the limitations of her role. And saying that, by the way, that she didn't, you know, I think something like that, she didn't trust the British government at times, or the US, current US administration. You know, is that so outrageous? A lot of people that I meet would feel the same way about her or about them. But I think she knows the role, and I think that it's important.
And she'll stay within the lanes.
I think she knows what she's doing. She's very capable. She's very smart.
Stay with me. One final question to bring to you. I'll get to that after we take these. We're talking with Deputy Pat Daly about Sinn Féin's selection of Catherine Connolly for support in this presidential election campaign. And look, a final question for you, Deputy Daly. What's your reaction, or what's the reaction of your party, as you think, to the Minister for State Robert Troy's comments about prioritising people who work on the social housing list?
Well, is he going to ignore people who are on disability or who?
No,
who,
he's made who that clear. He has said that in his submission. He said people who can't work because they have young children, single parents, people who are carers, or people with disabilities. But those who are working and actively working at a time of full employment should get some priority, is what his argument is.
Well,
is he wrong?
You're talking to someone like me who is in a county, like we all are listening to this, or most of us listening to this, who we're in a county where there is no affordable housing program, and that is the fault of government over the last many years. I think there was one affordable house in the whole county, and that is so. In some ways, you can see where Robert Troy is coming from, that there is no provision, and with the cost of housing in Kerry being extraordinarily high and rising at an alarming rate, and rents going up, I think, by 60% over the past 5 years, and doubling and tripling in some cases. But I think Robert Troy really needs to look at his own party and see why there isn't a scheme for people to have affordable housing. People who are working, people who are maybe renting at the moment, struggling with bills and groceries, with student fees, and with their energy bills going up. And as well, there's a structural deficit. The way that the energy bills, the standing charges, the PSO levies, which is moving towards towards renewable energy, the way that's structured is structured so that the large energy users pay relatively less than ordinary householders. And, you know, without addressing the cost of living crisis, certainly more should be done for working people. But they should start with building more social and building more affordable housing.
All right, Deputy Daly, listen, we're going to leave it there. My thanks to you for talking to us on the programme this morning. That's Sinn Féin Deputy Pat Daly on his party's decision to go with what he had been recommending for quite some time, that Catherine Connolly would be their candidate in the election. What do you think of that decision? Is it game-changing for you? And do you think that there will be a drive behind her, essentially to try and give the government parties a bit of a kicking in this election campaign and vote for her? If you're not happy with what's going on with housing and other issues, get in touch with us on the programme this morning. We want to hear from you. Good morning. I'm just making a comment on housing. I'm approved on a transfer list for over a year to be moved to a bungalow, as I have trouble with my stairs to access my bathroom and bedroom. At the moment, I have a bed downstairs in my sitting room and a commode in my kitchen, as it's more manageable to access. So I'm tormented at this time. So I'm handing over my beautiful home to be rehoused in a ground floor bungalow. I feel it's a very fair transfer, as I'm not just taking another home. I'm transferring from a home with stairs to one where I can once again use a bathroom and bedroom on the ground floor. I've handed in medical letters regarding this matter, and thanks for bringing this up on Radio Kerry. I'm in my 60s now. That comes in from a Tralee listener. Another aspect to the housing issues that we have. If you have a view on that, get in touch with us on the programme this morning.